The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence tonight. We are grateful to God for His hand of preservation and His hand of protection and guidance over us. His blessings will be forever in your life in Jesus' name. A revelation for total turnaround. Revelation for total turnaround. Revelation for total turnaround. It's very important that you should know that total turnaround is your heritage in Christ. God wants things to turn around for you. When we are talking about turnaround, we are talking about a transformation. We are talking about a change of story. We are talking about things working out better than they were working before. And amongst other things, one of the major things that brings about a turnaround in the life of a person is revelation. And this revelation is mostly as a product of the Word of God. The Bible is made up of mysteries. And these mysteries make us masters in life. Until you have access to the mystery, you cannot gain mastery. And tonight we'll be looking at this matter of revelation and how to access this revelation. Nobody here will miss his turnaround season in Jesus' name. Important facts about revelation. Number one, your level of revelation will determine how far you will go in life. Revelation is what determines acceleration or elevation. So your level of revelation will determine how far you will go in life. The level of insight you have will determine how far you will eventually go in life. Number two fact about revelation is that revelation is superior to education and qualification. Your revelation is superior to the level of qualification you have. ND, NC, HND, BSc, MSc, PhD, MBBS, BL, BA. Revelation is superior to your education. So when you get revelation, you are superior to somebody that has education. Many are certificated, but they are not educated. They have the certificate, but they don't have education. And tonight, God will be giving us access to that revelation in Jesus' name. Number three, fact about revelation is that revelation boosts your confidence. When you know something, you are confident. Once you know something, and you know it, nobody can say you don't know it. Once you know something, then you write down the right answer. While I was doing my ICANN to become a child accountant, there was a particular course, I've told you the story before, that gave me some issues. It's called MBBS. That course is a compilation of everything you have learned from ATS 1, ATS 2, ATS 3, Foundation, P1, P2, P3. So they can pick from anywhere. About 6 hours paper or so. And then they returned that paper to me, I think once or twice. After some time, I sat and said, no, this cannot be. This one paper cannot stop me from marching forward. So I went for revelation. I took time off. I sat down. There must be a way out here. Eventually, when I went for that exam, they asked us to answer, I think, 6 questions, answer 4. I answered all the 6 before I noticed that it was just 4 they told us to answer. Why? I had accessed the revelation in that course. So until you have revelation, life always cheats us. Tonight, you are accessing revelation. And this revelation will boost your confidence. Number four, revelation affects your behavior and trait and your habits. Your revelation level affects your behavior. The level of your revelation will always affect the level of your behavior. The way you behave is as a result of the level of your revelation. It's because of the level of your exposure. Once you know more, you behave better. Once you know something that you didn't know before, you behave in a way you didn't behave before. Somebody say a big amen. For example, if you have revelation on the matter of Thanksgiving, if you were the kind that come to church before and you pocket, by the time they tell you the benefits of Thanksgiving and the consequences of not thanking God, that revelation makes you to dance and you dance extraordinary. Somebody say a big amen. Revelation affects behavior. Revelation affects behavior. Revelation affects your habits. You are in for a great time tonight, and I know God will unveil his word to us mightily in Jesus' name. How to access revelation, particularly from the word of God. How do you access revelation? Number one, be born again. Mark chapter 4 and verse 11. Mark chapter 4 and verse 11. Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. Until a person is born again, he doesn't have access to deep revelation. It is your being born again, your being born into the fold that gives you access to what others don't have access to. Somebody say amen. So on the day you become born again, your insight level, your revelation level opens up. That's why you will see people say, I see. The I see they are talking about is not that they are just their eyes have just been opened. They are saying that I can see something I didn't see before. Is somebody getting what I'm saying tonight? That's revelation. When you explain something to someone and when you say, I see, I can see. I see doesn't mean you have just removed something from my eye. It means I am seeing something through revelation. You will see something tonight. I say you will see something tonight. Once you become born again, you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have access to treasure in the world that brings a total turnaround in your life. What others cannot see, you will see it. Opportunities that others cannot see, you see it. Things that others cannot realize because you are born again, your insight, your level of understanding opens up. And you have access to a deeper realm of revelation. That is the realm God is taking you to tonight. I say that is the realm God is taking you to tonight. To the extent that what your friends cannot see, you will see it. The opportunities that others cannot see, you will see it. Say a louder amen. Number two, how to access revelation from the word of God is be spiritual. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 10. Revelations chapter 1 and verse 10. I was in the spirit on the last day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. I was in the spirit. Until you are in the spirit, you can't get revelation. Only the spiritual can access revelation. Only the spiritual can access revelation. 1 Corinthians 2, 13 and 14. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but that which the Holy Spirit teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. There are some things you cannot get until you have a spiritual eye. That's why you tell some people some things. They say, what are you talking about? What is there? What I don't understand. You can't understand because you are not spiritual. Until you are spiritual, you can't get some things. You can't get access into the world. You can't get revelation in the deepest form like it's supposed to be. When you are spiritual, you access the things of God quicker because you are now a child of God. Your mind has been regenerated. You have access to insights that others don't have. Somebody say a big amen. But the carnal can never access revelation because he cannot see what a spiritual person is seeing. He cannot see what others are seeing. I pray for somebody here tonight. God will help you to develop your spiritual life the more in Jesus' name. I say God will help you to develop your spiritual life the more in Jesus' name. Somebody say a big amen. Sometimes people come to me to pray, and what they think is their problem is not their problem. What they actually think is their problem is not their problem. A couple came to see me to pray, and then I prayed for them that God would bless them. And as I was praying for them, the Holy Spirit told me what the problem was. So after I prayed for them, I said, okay, see you later. As they were going, I said, husband, come back. You know, there are some things you cannot say in front of husband and wife. That you don't scatter the house. I said, this is what God told me. Is it true? He said, sir, it's true. So the spiritual, it takes a spiritual person to see what others cannot see. As from tonight, God will open your spiritual eyes. God will open your spiritual ears. When we were at the former place, at the Impact Arena, I was praying one night outside, and God said, stop. The place where I'm moving my church to is a place where you can see from here. He said, when you stand where you are standing now, you'll be seeing the place. You'll be seeing the place there. And I looked at it. I could not see what he's talking about. So in the morning, I came again and I looked. So when some people came to me and said, we've seen a so-so place here, I said, no, God told me that where we are now, we'll be looking, from there, we'll be looking at the place where we are going. Well, it wasn't up to a week after that we got this place. And if you go to that place, outside that place, and you stand outside, you'll be seeing this roof of this place. Clearly, you'll be seeing it clearly from there. So it takes the spiritual to pick divine signals. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. I pray for somebody here tonight. God will grant you access to a new level of spirituality. I say God will grant you access to a new level of spirituality. Say a louder amen. Being spiritual means upholding what is written in the scripture higher than other things. That's spirituality. You uphold what is written in the scripture higher than other things. You uphold it higher than what your wife says. You uphold it higher than what your friend says. You uphold what God says higher than what any other person says. That's spirituality. Any other person can be a liar, but God cannot be a liar. That's spirituality. And until you and I become more spiritual, we cannot access revelation. But from tonight, a new grace to be more spiritual comes on everyone here in the name of Jesus. Say a louder, louder, louder amen. Say a louder, louder, louder amen. Say a louder, louder, louder amen. Number three, how do we access revelation? Is be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. John chapter 16 and verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. You cannot bear them now because somebody is coming. That's the Holy Spirit. If you read further, the Holy Spirit is coming. That is the person that will open it up to you. I'm sending somebody to you. The Holy Spirit, He will reveal to you what you need to know. So the Holy Spirit is a revealer of secrets. And without the Holy Spirit, man is limited. Without the Holy Spirit, reading the Word of God becomes like reading a storybook. The Bible says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, that is the Holy Spirit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you in all truth. That's revelation. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. God will show you things to come. I say, God will show you things to come. I say, God will show you things to come. Say a louder amen. God will show you things to come. It takes the Holy Spirit to have access to it. That's why the Holy Spirit must be your friend. The Holy Spirit must be your friend. That's why worshiping must be something that you love to do. Living a holy life, because they call him Holy Spirit. So living a holy life must be something that you desire daily, and you are working towards daily, and you are pressing towards daily. You can't call somebody Holy Spirit and then you now have a carnal spirit working with him. No. It takes holy pressing to work with the Holy Spirit. 1 Peter 5 and verse 5, be ye holy, for I am holy. I pray for everyone here tonight, the grace to walk with the Holy Spirit comes upon everyone in the name of Jesus. So the Holy Spirit is one spirit that is so important for every one of us. And I pray for you tonight, receive that grace tonight in the name of Jesus. Grace to walk with the Holy Spirit continually, receive it in the name of Jesus. Did I hear you say a louder amen? Did I hear you say a louder amen? Every day of your life, you will walk with the Holy Spirit. I say every day of your life, you will walk with the Holy Spirit. It will become your friend on a daily basis. It will speak to you like a friend will speak to his friend. I didn't hear a loud amen from you. The Holy Spirit will speak to you as a friend will speak to his friend. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you desire depth, it takes the presence of the Holy Spirit. If you desire depth, somebody say depth. If you desire depth, it takes the presence of the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit is coming upon somebody afresh tonight in Jesus' name. He's coming upon you afresh tonight in Jesus' name. He will be revealing to you what others do not know. Your amen is not born again. I said he will be revealing to you what others do not know. In the name of Jesus. He will be granting you access to what others do not know. That will be somebody's testimony. In the name of Jesus. Number four. How do we access revelation? Is connect with the ministry of teaching priests. Connect with the ministry of teaching priests. Somebody say connect with the ministry of teaching priests. Is one of the ways to get yourself in tune. God always gives us pastors and teachers, prophets, and one of their work is to reveal unto us what we do not know. Somebody say a big amen. So their work is to give us revelation, insight. Things we did not realize before, he shows it to us. What we do not know before, they reveal it to us. They author books. Anointed books. And as we go through the pages of these books, we receive insight that helps us in our life. They have teaching grace and teaching ministries that changes our life. Hosea chapter 12 and verse 10. Hosea chapter 12 and verse 10. I have also spoken by prophets, and I have multiplied visions, and I have used similitudes by the ministry of prophets. That is, I have sent you prophets, and I have spoken through these prophets to reveal things to you. And one of the work of these prophets is to show you deep revelation. Somebody say deep revelation. Somebody say deep revelation. So until you have deep insight with these people, deep closeness to them in the spirit, you can't access what they carry. And my prayer for somebody here tonight is that the grace to connect, receive it in the name of Jesus. If you are in the ministry and you want to get the grace available in that ministry, you have to connect in the spirit with the apostle that God has placed over that ministry. That's why you see some people in the ministry, things are happening in the ministry, but it's not happening in their life. Because they are not connected. The connection is not there. The connection is artificial. It's not real. Because what is available in their life is supposed to pass to your life naturally. The graces available in their life is supposed to pass to your life naturally. If it's not happening, something is wrong. It means that the connection is wrong. The connection is not there. The teaching priests have access to light. And through their light, we light up our own light. That's the work of teaching priests. They have light already. And through their own light, we get our own light. Somebody here, we get light in the name of Jesus. I say, somebody here, we get light in the name of Jesus. Somebody here, we get light in the name of Jesus. So, number one is what? Be born again. And I gave you the scripture, Mark 4:11. Number two, be spiritual. And I gave you the scripture, Revelations 1:10, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 13. Number three is be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I gave you the scripture, 1 Peter 1 and verse 16. Please correct that. 1 Peter 1, verse 16. Be ye holy, for I'm holy. 1 Peter 1 and verse 16. 1 Peter 1, verse 16. And number four, beg your pardon, is connect with the ministry of teaching priests. Connect with the ministry of teaching priests. God speaks through his prophets. God speaks through his prophets. God speaks through his prophets. He gives us light through them. A lot of times you might not hear God speak to you directly. And so as you connect with messages, as you listen to messages over and over and over again, all of a sudden light beams in your life. You begin to hear what might not have been said particularly, but something just lightens up your spirit. As I'm teaching tonight, light is shed on somebody's way in the name of Jesus. I say light is shed on somebody's way in the name of Jesus. You will know what next to do. Revelation on what next to do will come for you in the name of Jesus. I say revelation on what next to do will come for you in the name of Jesus. You will no longer go in the wrong direction. In the name of Jesus. I've been privileged by God to have taken advantage of this particular point so well early in my life. Tireless, unbroken connection. Unbroken. The only major thing that can make me very angry with you and very upset with you if you speak against the person that God has placed over me. I will fight you, and I will fight you with everything in me. I will fight you, and I will fight you to the extent that we will not have anything to do with each other again for life. Why? Because the connection is so strong. The connection is so strong. All the people that are very close to me, they know it. Because I know what have benefited from the undying connection. I know where I was before. And I know, by God's grace, I know where I am now. And it's because of the unbroken reference, unbroken connection. Well, gradually it's paying off. And we are grateful to God. For you, it will pay off for you in the name of Jesus. Your connection to God and to his servant will pay off for you in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. You know, some people have problem. They have problem in submitting to anybody. They have problem in following anybody. Until you follow somebody, nobody will follow you. Until you are connected to somebody, nobody will connect with you. Can I shock you? There is no self-made person in this world. Everybody has to connect to somebody for his own light to shine. Everybody. So anybody that says, no, I don't want to, I want to be on my own, I mean, you just see that at the end of the day, they have nothing to show. And I got this very early in my life. And I'm grateful to God. The connection has remained unbroken, not for even 1 hour, not even in my secret bedroom. And say, let me even speak against this person's response. Even nobody's there. Forever. This revelation has changed my life. And it has brought a drastic turnaround, and it's still working and working every day. I pray for you tonight, grace to access even a deeper revelation that I've received in this line. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Number five, way to revelation is through fasting and prayer. If you want revelation in the Word of God, you want deep insight, deep revelation, fasting and prayer remains very, very important. That was what Daniel did in Daniel chapter 2, Daniel 2 verse 16 to 19. Daniel 2, 16 to 19. They were supposed to kill Daniel. The Bible says, then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning these secrets, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the revelation. Some versions say revelation. Then was the secret revealed. Then was the revelation revealed unto Daniel in the night vision. Tonight, there will be secret revealed to you. I said there will be secret revealed to you. Your lifestyle of fasting and prayer is one of the key things that brings you to revelation. Our regular fastings on Wednesdays and some other days, as God helps us, it's not a punishment. It's a polishment unto revelation. We are not punishing ourselves. We are not punishing ourselves. We know what we are doing. We are trying to get light. We are trying to get revelation. We are trying to know what next to do. Nobody here will lack insight on what next to do. I didn't hear your loud amen. In Jeremiah 3 and verse 3, the Bible says, call upon me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. That's the place of prayer. It is the place of prayer, Jeremiah 3 and verse 3. It is in the place of prayer that you get this insight. Call upon me, I will answer you. As you call on God today, he will answer you. In Isaiah 58 and verse 8, the Bible was speaking there about how revelation comes. Isaiah 58 and verse number 8. Thank you, Lord. It said, then shall thy light break forth. That's after you are fasted. Then your light will break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Fasting and prayer is one of the gateways to light. If you have a very difficult question you want to answer, fast. If somebody is toasting you and you want to be sure if the person is okay or not, fast. By the time you fast for a few days, you will know that person is a true person. If you want to know if you have two jobs, which one should I take out of the two? Fast. You will get light. I told you the story before. Many years ago, I wanted to work in a particular organization, very massive organization, capital based in excess of maybe two or three trillion at that time. Very big. And as I went there for my interview, I felt in my spirit that this is not the place for me. This is not what God would. The salary was very robust, very, very robust, very attractive. Maybe about 5 or 6 times of what I was collecting where I was before. But I didn't feel comfortable. So I got home, I told my wife, I think we just got married or so around that time. And I said, I don't feel comfortable here. I feel something is wrong. Let's pray. Let's fast. And then God revealed it, that It was not the right place. Not long after that, just shortly after that, the whole organization collapsed. Well, that organization is no more today. So another younger person bought off the organization, and they merged the two organizations together, and all the old people that were there before, they sacked all of them. So if I had entered that place and I was called into ministry, you say, it's because he didn't have a job. That's why he's into ministry. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So your regular fasting is not a punishment. It's one of the ways to get revelation. One of the ways for you to know what to do next. As from today, fasting will become a regular lifestyle for you. I say fasting will become a regular lifestyle for you. I say fasting will become a regular lifestyle for you. Do you know, I noticed recently that because of fasting, when I eat now, I even feel heavy. I feel like I should just be fasting every day. So any day I don't feel, I say, okay, I'm not fasting today. I feel like food is now something that is not so... is not so extraordinarily attractive. A fasting life puts you on the fast lane. A fasting life puts you on the fast lane. As from today, every one of us here will begin to enjoy fasting. I say we'll begin to enjoy fasting. Fasting will give us access to revelation. Number six, how do we get revelation? Is heartfelt or diligent search. How can you get revelation? Ask. Heartfelt or diligent search. If you want revelation, give yourself to diligent search of the word of God. Jeremiah 29 and verse 13. And you shall seek me and find me when you seek me with the whole of your heart. When you search for me with your heart. If you want to really know what you need to know, have a deep search. The more you search, the more God himself will reveal himself to you. The more you sit down to search, the more God will reveal himself to you. Yesterday, I was just having some time with God and I was just studying. And I was asking some questions. And then, boom, God just gave me a word. I think I shared it with you last night. From 2 Chronicles 15 and verse 7. I'm going to do a small signage around my near my room and everywhere with that word. 2 Chronicles 15 and verse 7. God, that word just came. Bam! Be ye strong, therefore. Let not your hands be weak. For your work shall be rewarded. That is, strengthen your hands. Keep walking. Don't look back. Keep walking. Keep being active. You say, because this your work, this your labor, this your assignment, I will reward it. That will be somebody's testimony. Your labor in God's house, using your talent, using your resources, it will be rewarded. I didn't hear your amen. If you are actually working, let me hear you say a big amen. Your labor in God's house will be rewarded. Your prayer for God's kingdom will be rewarded. Your work in various departments will be rewarded. Say a louder amen. So keep searching. Keep searching. Do you want revelation? Sit down with the word and search. Sit down with the word and search. There is nobody that I know in this life that is ever successful or has revelation that is not a studious person. Show me one person. Just one person that is successful in this kingdom. And the person is full of revelation and is not a studious person. Only reads Bible once a while or reads book once a while. Impossible. So you have to be studious. When we're still very young, my mother would tell us, We can pay your school fees, but we can't read for you. Nobody can be studious for you. Nobody can read Bible for you. You have to settle down and read it. You need revelation. You want to know the better way to train your children. You will see it there. You will notice the mistake of Eli. You notice the mistake of Samuel. You will avoid such mistake. You notice how Abraham trained his own children. Then you embrace that, those points. Very cheap. But nobody can study for us. As from today, God will give you the grace to be more studious. There are treasures in the world, and only a studious lifestyle can access it. There are treasures in the world. Only a studious lifestyle can get it. Searching the world is a must before you can get revelation. Searching the world is a must. It's a non-transferable responsibility. Somebody will say, but I can't read. I don't like reading plenty Bible. Start with one chapter. Somebody say one chapter. One chapter. Just start somewhere. A journey of 1,000 miles starts from somewhere. Just start somewhere. If it's seven verses you can be reading per day for now, start it. But for you not to read at all is an aberration. It means you are not desirous of revelation. And without revelation, there is no elevation. As from today, God will give you grace for diligent search. I say God will give you grace for diligent search. The grace to be able to sit down, to study on your own. Bible says, study to show thyself approved. A workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 15. So the more you study, the more you show yourself approved. That will be your testimony tonight. And number 7, where I will stop tonight before we go to pray on how to access revelation, is jubilation. You want to access revelation, you must always jubilate. You must be happy always. You must be joyful always. Don't look at what Nigerian economy is saying. Don't look at what your bank account is saying for now. It's just for now. Somebody say for now. It's just for now. It's just for now. The challenges is temporary. Someone say temporary. It's temporary. The problems are temporary. It's not something that is on for long. It's just for a short time. Your heart must be joyful always. In Psalms chapter 16 and verse 11. Psalms chapter 16 and verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life, for in thy presence there is fullness of joy. At their right hand there are pleasures forevermore. That's talking about revelation. Thou wilt show me the path of life, for in thy presence there is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. That's talking about blessings, about revelation, insights. So the more you are joyful, the more you access revelation. The more you are happy, the more you access revelation. Don't allow anything to dampen your morale. Don't allow anything to make you sad. To be sad is to sink. Anything that wants to make you sad wants to sink you. You are waiting on God to get married. Yes. You are waiting on God for children. Yes. You are waiting on God for a job. Yes. You are waiting on God to get money. Yeah. All those things. Or people have waited on God before and they got it. You will get your own too. Somebody say amen. See, life is turn by turn. Life is turn by turn. Don't kill yourself before it is your turn. Life is turn by turn. It is somebody's turn now. It will be your own turn very soon. So remain joyful. Remain happy. Remain excited. You will not be exited from this world early in Jesus' name. Every time you carry a long face, it means that you have a long way to go. Every time you carry a long face, it means that your journey is still very, very far. So don't carry a long face. Rejoice, like I said on Sunday. Rejoice, and again I say, rejoice. Keep jubilating. And that's why if you are a bona fide member of this ministry, Dancing, rejoicing is a normal thing. It's a normal thing. No matter what, we must thank God. We'll still do it tonight. And all the days of our life, we'll be doing it. Because you can't get far with God without being joyful. And I pray for you tonight. Sadness will not be seen around you again. I say sadness will not be seen around you again. See, if you want to remain joyful in life, keep giving joy to others. Just be joyful. Keep giving joy to others. Keep giving joy anywhere you find yourself. Don't be a source of somebody else's sorrow. Be a source of blessing. Joseph was in the prison and he was still giving joy. I can't imagine somebody being in the prison in a wrong way. He should be murmuring and say, God, despite the fact that I live a holy life, despite the fact that I give my tithe and offering, you still brought me here. I'm not serving you again. He never did that. He still called the butler and the baker. What's going on? Why are you looking unhappy? What's going on? Why are you looking sad? He said, we had a dream. He said, tell me the dream. Does not interpretation belong to the God, to the Lord? And then they said the dreams and he interpreted it. As from today, the spirit of joy will be upon every life here in the name of Jesus. I say it will be on every life here in Jesus' name. From tonight, I decree that you become a joy giver. I decree that you become a joy giver. Anywhere you enter, joy will enter there. Do you know that if they are crying in a particular place and a person enters the place, immediately you enter the place, you say, what is going on? What's happening? Why are you crying? And everybody is crying. All of a sudden, the person himself is like crying. Do you know what I'm talking about? If you enter a place and they are always happy, or you see somebody and the person is always happy, you yourself, you become what? Happy. It's the same way. You want to jubilate, keep allowing people to jubilate around you. Keep allowing celebration to be around you. And I pray that as we do that, the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Nigerian factor notwithstanding. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Circumstances around us notwithstanding. Keep being happy. Don't wait for others to make you happy. People have more than enough problems of their own, so don't wait for them. If you wait for them, they might not be able to give you what you want. So make yourself happy. Turn to your neighbor and say, make yourself happy. Make yourself happy. If nobody is taking you out, take yourself out. If nobody is buying you a drink, this Valentine, buy yourself a drink. I know you have been waiting for that. We will talk more about that on Sunday. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. My prayer for you tonight, your joy will last forever. Your joy will last forever. Your joy will last forever. Whatever it is that wants to cut short your joy, God will handle it. I say, God will handle it. You know, one of the things that give me joy particularly is when I hear people testify. When I hear people that have been waiting for things for a long time. That's what gives us pastors a lot of pressure. It's not any other thing. It's the pressure to see people's life fulfilled. That's what gives us a lot of pressure. That's what gives us plenty sleepless nights. It's not our own problem. But that men around us might be fulfilled and that their lives might be fulfilled. And I pray for somebody here tonight, you will be fulfilled. I say you will be fulfilled. That matter that is making you unhappy, God will handle it. That matter that is making you unhappy, God will handle it. Say a louder amen. One young man was in my office today and I asked him, I said, have you found the person you want to marry at last? He laughed. He said, I've seen somebody that I like. I said, okay, tell me the person. And he told me, I said, she's already engaged. You were too slow. What were you waiting for? What were you waiting for? Just 3 weeks ago, the girl was engaged. What were you waiting for? So I launch him back to the congregation to keep searching. Restart your search. Somebody say a big amen. Well, I know as God liveth, this quarter will not end before every young man searching here will find somebody. I didn't hear a loud amen. Oh. Every young man here due for marriage, go and marry. Go and what? Go and marry. Go and marry. Go and marry. I pray for you tonight. God will bless you. We'll talk more about all those ones on Sunday. Rise up on your feet.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.